Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. The theme of our program today, Awe of Life, Episode 4. I want to share an anonymous story with you about a pregnant 15-year-old girl who came to an abortion mill one morning to have an abortion. A number of us who were pro-life were praying and counseling in front of this abortion mill in Chicago. I had the honor of participating in this not because I'm good, but because God gave me the privilege, and He does His best work through weak basket cases like me. You know, I have found that the people who sacrifice praying and counseling in front of abortion mills in wind, snow, rain, heat are some of the most holy, most saintly people I have ever had the honor to meet. How I ended up there with this group of good people, only God knows. Certainly not because I'm anything special. But God uses sinners because He doesn't have anyone else to go to do His work. On this particular morning, a young girl, age 15, pregnant, unmarried, came to the abortion mill. She was extremely thin and looked more like she was 12 or 13 years old. Other pro-life counselors and I spoke with her, her mother, and boyfriend before they entered the clinic. As I recall, she and her mother shared with us that a doctor had told her that her own health was at risk and that the baby risked being born with imperfections if she tried to carry the baby to term. We counseled her for about 1.5 hour. God was generous in giving His grace to her, but she needed to exercise her free will to cooperate with this grace. Well, she went into the abortion mill regardless, intent on having the abortion. Think about this. A beautiful baby in the womb, innocent, unrepeatable, a beautiful gift from God. This 15-year-old girl did nothing to merit the gift of this beautiful baby. But God gave her this gift. She had a choice whether to accept the gift of the baby or to destroy the baby. This 15-year-old girl ended up going into the abortion mill with the objective of having an abortion. Eventually, she was in the stirrups. She was moments away from the desperate act. But suddenly, she responded to God's grace. The gentle rain of God's grace had soaked into her soul. She gave her fiat, "Be it done unto me according to your word, Lord." Amazingly, this little 15-year-old heroic girl, who looked more like she was 12, against all the odds and anxiety against her, had the guts and fortitude to get up out of the stirrups, off the table, and leave the abortion mill. What a tremendously courageous act, considering all the pressure on her to have the abortion by the abortion mill staff. Not to mention the grim outlook for her being able to carry a healthy baby to term, as well as her concern about being able to care for the baby by politically correct, impossibly perfect standards. Like the Blessed Virgin Mary, she didn't know how she was going to be able to live her fiat, her yes to life. She simply exercised a faith and trust that could move mountains. She chose to trust completely in God's loving providence. Her response to God's grace was, "Yes, let it be done unto me. God, your will be done." This resulted in the fruit of the birth of a beautiful baby. This young 15-year-old girl later brought her beautiful, healthy baby girl with her to engage in pro-life counseling right in front of the same abortion mill to help save other lives and to help mothers to make the true and happy choice to nurture the life in their wombs and not to destroy it. Listen, please. The womb of a mother should be the safest place on earth. In our culture today, it is the most dangerous. Jesus, help us. Jesus, we trust in you. Jesus, help us always to courageously defend life. You see, I learned more from this young lady than she learned from the few words I had the privilege to share with her that fateful, grace-filled morning. This experience inspired me to meditate more deeply upon my own Christian mission. Look at the graces and gifts we have received as Christians. Are we allowing these gifts to be aborted? Have we let ourselves become stuck in the stirrups of mediocrity? Are these graces we have been given going to bear fruit in us? And will these graces bear any fruit in the souls who are waiting for us to lead them to Jesus and his Holy Catholic Church? Do we realize that by virtue of our baptism, we as Catholic Christians, quote, reborn as sons of God, must profess before men the faith we have received from God through the Church and participate in the missionary activity of the people of God? See Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 1270. How many of us are sharing our faith in a radical way? Have I fallen into mediocrity, also known as lukewarmness, which Jesus does not speak glowingly of in the book of Revelation, chapter 3? As a matter of fact, he says that he vomits the lukewarm out of his mouth. Jesus, mercy. Jesus, I trust in you. Have we snuffed out the personal and privileged role that Jesus has planned for us in the great mission to bring his kingdom to the world in exchange for a bowl of pottage? See Genesis 25, 29 to 34. Will I, as a Christian, have the courage to compare with this little 15-year-old girl, who wasn't even yet a Christian at the time, to get up out of the stirrups holding me back? She later came into the Catholic Church and chose one of the pro-lifers who helped her in front of the abortion mill that day to be the godmother of her baby. What are those stirrups in my life? What attachments stand in my way? This young girl gave her yes to God, and now she is living all the responsibility that this yes entails with her life and for the rest of her life. She could have taken what the devil, the enemy, the liar, the deceiver, the accuser presented to her as the easier road. That road is wide, and there are many who choose that road. But instead, she accepted the gift of God's strength and grace and ventured out onto the narrow road that few dare to travel, but which leads to perfect and eternal truth and happiness. You see, both roads have their share of crosses, but we carry the entire weight of the cross on the wide road. But Jesus is bearing the vast majority of the weight of our crosses on the narrow road. Why do we have abortion and so many other evils in this world? The answer is really quite simple. It is because the world is starving for Jesus, and because there are not enough authentic Christians willing to radically pray and sacrifice to relieve the world's thirst. We could not expect a man who was dying of thirst to be capable of thinking clearly and functioning normally. No, he would first need to be refreshed with drink. We need more authentic Christians, Catholics, willing to make the sacrifices it will take to satiate the world's thirst for Jesus, and to do the laborious work of hauling the living waters of Jesus to every soul in the world. Each of these souls, so precious to Jesus that he would have suffered and died for each one if he or she was the only person ever to exist. Believe this. This is serious business. We need to take off the world's blinders and put on the Jesus eyeglasses of faith. Be assured that we wouldn't have a problem with abortion if every Christian were to get off the table and out of the stirrups of mediocrity and take up their crosses daily by setting their priorities straight, giving God the best of their time and themselves through prayer and action so that they would become truly holy and bring Jesus to the world. It comes down to the conversion of one soul and then one family at a time. Does this sound overwhelming? It really isn't, considering the number of professed Christians in the world. If each of us were truly holy people of prayer, if we were truly who we are supposed to be, who we should be, we would set the entire world ablaze with the love of Jesus. And this mission starts with me, and it starts with you. We need to not only go to church on Sunday, but we also need to go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. Mark 16:15. When is the last time we saw the entire world's population in our churches? We need to reach the unchurched. Let's give our yes to Jesus and live it now with our lives. Let's spend ourselves for the kingdom of Jesus. Jesus does not want us to keep a savings account of ourselves. He wants us to completely spend ourselves every day through the gospel and our example of holiness. You see, contrary to common bank policies, there's no penalty for early withdrawal. The more we spend, the more we get. We need to start today by going on a holy spending spree every day. Maybe your response is that you're weak and have little to offer. Great start. You're hired. You're promoted. This is the beginning of humility, which is truth. This is a great foundation for God to build upon. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. You can call us at 708-334-1988. We'll be right back to talk more about awe of life.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion about awe of life. Maybe you're wondering, how can I make a difference with regard to sharing my faith or sharing my awe of life with others? Well, we can do all things in Him who strengthens us. See Philippians 4:13. Christ's grace is sufficient for us, and His power is made perfect in our weakness. See 2 Corinthians 12:9. Let's pray and work and get involved with our talents, with whatever God is asking of us. He always asks us for more than we think we are capable of. That way our pride doesn't hamper Him and He can accomplish His great work. Don't wait until tomorrow. You see, tomorrow is not guaranteed. Let's start today. If you are already giving fully of yourself to God, praise God. But let's look at our lives deeply, realistically, and prayerfully, and we might find that we can give more of ourselves. We need to cut out the time-wasting cancers from our lives and get to prayer and work. I know I have time-wasting cancers in my life. I have work to do. Let's have no mercy on those cancers. You see, if you leave just a little cancer, it might come back worse than ever, even deadly. And like any surgery, there is initially a little pain involved, but the healing benefits are enormous. Your health is restored and you can do much. May I share a story from my hero, Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen, from his autobiography, Treasure in Clay, page 279. I remember a stewardess on an international airline who began instructions. When we came to the subject of confession and sin, she said that she could not continue. I begged her to take one more hour of instruction and then, if she did not like what was said, she could leave. At the end of the second hour on that subject, she became almost violent and shouted, "Now I will never join the church after what I have heard about confessing sin." I said to her, "There is no proportion whatever between what you have heard and the way you are acting. Have you ever had an abortion?" She hung her head in shame and admitted that she had. That was the difficulty. It was not the sacrament of penance. Later on, I received her into the church and baptized her first child. From my experience, it is always well never to pay attention to what people say, but rather why they say it. So often, there is a rationalization of the way we live. At this point, I'd like to make some very vital comments. If you have had or assisted in an abortion, I want you to know that the mercy of Jesus is available for you. And I assure you that your child awaits you in heaven with love and forgiveness. Take this as certain. The mountain has been cast into the sea. Perhaps you're considering an abortion right now. Maybe your situation seems impossible, a disaster. Maybe you're wondering whether to be generously open to having another child. Well, It's not an accident that you are listening to this program at this time and place. There are no accidents when it comes to God. God, your merciful Father, in His unconditional, unfathomable love, has arranged this gift for you in His providence. God knows how lovable you are because He created you. And He knows how lovable your child is, or the child you are considering being open to conceiving will be. My counsel to you, be not afraid. Choose life. God is with you. He will never abandon you. He loves you with an everlasting love. Count on this. Can a mother forget her infant? Be without tenderness for the child of her womb? No, no, never. Even should she forget, I will never forget you. Never. See, upon the palms of my hands, I have engraved you, branded you. See Isaiah 49:15. Now that we've completed our four-part Awe of Life series, this leaves me the opportunity to share with you a story which I'll call The Miracle of the Rose. I think this will transition well as it speaks to the idea that we're all called to be missionaries, all called to share our faith, regardless of our limitations and our weaknesses and our circumstances. This is a story that demonstrates, by the grace of God, how wearing outward signs of our faith and our openness to inspirations of the Holy Spirit can lead to many profound graces and blessings, actually miracles. Not that I'm always docile to the Holy Spirit myself, but in this particular case, in the story I'm going to share, I did let Him work through me, and what an awe-inspiring outcome. My wife, Kathleen, and I had decided to give each of the women in her Master's in Pastoral Theology class one rose for each child they had born. Later in the afternoon, when we were back at our hotel, the woman who was serving us happened to notice the Our Lady of Guadalupe pin I always wear on my lapel and my large crucifix. She shared that she had a great devotion to Our Lady of Guadalupe. I believe she said that she was from a country in Central America. I had some extra roses in my room down the hall, so I acted on an inspiration which I believe came from the Holy Spirit to get a rose for her. I returned with the rose and presented it to her along with a holy card of Jesus' Divine Mercy image. I told her that Our Lady wanted her to have this rose. Well, she took her rose and the holy card of Jesus, stepped a few feet away, and then appeared to be overcome with emotion. She stood still, weeping, for several minutes with her gaze fixed upon the rose and the image of Jesus. She then returned to our table and shared that she had prayed to Our Lady 3 days earlier and that she had been away from the church for a number of years, and that it was impossible for her to express how much this experience meant to her. She said that this was a sign to her and an answer to her prayers. She was obviously aware of God's personal and deep love for her and of His action and attention in her life. We'll be right back to finish up the story of the Miracle of the Rose. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can email us at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com. We'll be right back.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here, a around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com and click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check, or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. In the story I just told, which I entitled Miracle of the Rose, I had done so little to warrant such a profound experience of grace on the part of the woman at the hotel who had been serving Kathleen and I. I had done nothing on my part but wear my pen as I usually do and decide to do my very small part by responding to the Holy Spirit and His inspiration and to give this woman a holy card and a rose. But what a profound result! All thanks to our heavenly loving Father who sees to every good for each of us at every moment and circumstance of our lives. It is thought-provoking to consider that, had I not worn outward signs of my Catholic faith, this blessed event would probably never have happened. I believe it is a wonderful practice to wear outward signs of our faith. I have had many similar experiences in my life, thanks to the outward signs I was wearing. Let us not be afraid to proclaim our faith in behavior, signs, words, and actions. Praise Jesus. May I now share some healing scripture blessings with you from Psalm 32:7. You are a hiding place for me. You guard me when in trouble. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Yes, it is true. Our loving, heavenly, merciful Father is a hiding place for me, for you. When you were a young child, or maybe even older, did you ever play hide-and-go-seek and you found a really great hiding place and you knew you weren't going to be found for some time and you felt a sense of peace and security there? Well, that's a dim glimpse into how God is a hiding place for us. No matter what adversity we are encountering in our life, we can enter that hiding place in the interior of our soul and just rest with God, our loving Heavenly Father, where we're safe, where we know that all will be well because we are in His good, safe, loving, caring, secure hands, and we are surrounded with songs of deliverance. In that hiding place, we can let our hearts sing songs to our Lord, songs of praise to Him, and let Him know our needs so that He can take care of everything. And He does, and He will, because you are so special to Him and he is your father, and you are his beloved child. You are so good at heart, and why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.